Welcome to A Voice of a People, live with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the opportunity to download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH, and you will be able to do this on any electronic device. That way you can take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you, and I'm sure you will find one to your liking. If you would like to connect with the show that we are doing today, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments while we are live, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully, and I mean faithfully, support A Voice of a People, starting with Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have free produce every second Saturday of every month at the Logos Christian Ministries address. Second Saturday of every month, the time is from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please make note on your calendars. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. And they are located in LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-0939. We also have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC. Location 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it's titled Happiness. It's a good title too, because I think we all need some of that after going through what we're going through, the coronavirus. Happiness is not a destination, it's a journey. Happiness is not tomorrow, it is now. N-O-W, now. Happiness is not a dependency, it is a decision. So let us all make that decision today that we're going to be happy. Happiness is what you are, not what you have. Oh, so that means it is a state of mind. Okay? All right. Now, let me turn my attention over to my guest for today, starting with Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days, our doomsday prophet in the flesh.
Am I close enough to the microphone?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
You got a deep voice, yeah. And Dacia Wade.
Hello.
My daughter and my co, how would you say it? Not conspirator, but crimes in the Bible, right? Crimes in the scriptures. She and I, all right, from a long time, we've been studying together the scriptures for many, many years. She was born during the time of Saddam Hussein, and she latched on to what was in the Bible and the things that we were talking about, the end times. So she's been captured for a long time in that category. End time prophecy. And of course, we know that we are dealing with coronavirus. I see that we have more cases in Marion, Ohio.
Yes, I seen that today also. Yes. Like 75 cases.
Yes, 83, I thought.
Is it 83?
Yeah, where the numbers are going up of people infected with the disease.
And there's hospitalizations too here.
Yes, that's right. That's on the rise too. Hospitalizations. No deaths yet, praise God, in Marion County, Marion, Ohio. No deaths.
That's good.
Right. There was a death of a gentleman who worked at Marion Correctional Institution.
Oh, I thought that was an inmate.
No.
No, he was an actual correction officer.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
He lived in Mansfield, Ohio.
But
what is going on with him? Is he all right?
He passed.
He passed away.
He died?
Yeah, he died from the virus. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep, last week.
That's not good.
No, no. But he didn't go down as our first death. He went down as Mansfield because he's a resident of Mansfield, Ohio. But nonetheless, he has passed because of the virus. So I don't know how many of you who may be infected or are being or going to be tested. We know that right now that is probably the answer to how many of us may be infected. But our president says that's not going to happen. There's over 350 million people in the United States. I'm not testing all those people. Don't you just love your president, Donald Trump? Okay, now we're going to move on.
He hopes he don't have to test all those people.
I know the cost and all that, you know.
Well, maybe they'll come
he
up with a vaccine.
He don't have
right,
to.
That's true.
That's what I'm hoping for is a vaccine.
Well, they say that's, what, 12 months out? 18 months. The earliest they could come up with a inoculation would be December of this year. And that's still, what, 6 months
I
away?
Wouldn't.
Eight?
You know, I wouldn't look forward to something like that. I'd rather be more open to a longer time because it's more practical.
Right, right. And so when we first started this this new coronavirus series, are we there yet? Where? Revelation, are we there? We say, yes, we are there. And we have been there for quite some time, according to our doomsday prophet.
Well, I'm not willing to say that we're actually in the tribulation yet. When, if we start experiencing economic collapse, real economic collapse, then I'll say that we're in the tribulation because that will allow the Antichrist system to rise up.
Okay. Now we also, Daisy and I did a session, Cry Loud, Spare Not, Isaiah 58 and 1. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions. That means your wrongdoing and mine, and the house of Jacob their sins. It may be easier to show sinners their transgressions than show the religious people their hypocrisy.
Mm.
What do you all say about that? And we're going to start that with Dacia. She's going to open up the show. Hi, Dacia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Hello, world. There were some things that the Lord had placed on my heart concerning the church. And it's coronavirus and the status of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And how we should be basically weighing our own actions into balance,
mm-hmm,
and checking ourselves. So the six things that the Lord gave me, I had five at first,
mm-hmm,
but he added this one, mm-hmm, at the end. And it needs to go first.
The six things that what?
That will keep a so-called Christian out of heaven.
Oh.
So there's six things. The number one thing is idolatry.
Whoa. That's a big one.
Idol worship.
That was the first thing that fell down.
Yeah, I think that has been our major problem. Let's face it, the prosperity movement has been teaching people that if you're a Christian, you're a god. And that is
too.
Pure idolatry, blasphemy.
You know, since you brought that up, Daisy, you know what they was talking about yesterday, and I didn't even add this, that big cathedral that caught on fire last year. What was that? Wasn't that in Rome?
Yes.
Yeah,
the big
I think it
cathedral.
Was. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of those idols that came down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, and I didn't even look at it like that, you know? Okay, Daisy, go ahead.
Okay, so idolatry and imagery. So what God has required from his people. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, he says, "And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them and keep them and do them. The Lord your God made a covenant with you in Horeb.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord made not this covenant with our fathers, but with you."
Mm-hmm.
Each and every last one of us, when we accept him as our Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm,
he has made this covenant right here with us, even us, who are all of us alive here today. It says, "The Lord talked with you face to face in the mount, in the midst of the fire, When he came and brought his spirit into your body, mm-hmm. he talked to you face to face. He said, me and my Father will come and we will manifest ourselves to you. So he has talked to you and he has revealed himself to you as an individual once you have received him as your Lord and Savior and to take rule over your life. So now you are responsible for your end of the covenant. So he says, verse 6, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, which is out of the land of sin, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Mm. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image, mm-hmm. or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. So nothing that we can even imagine. We shouldn't even really have these things up in our house. We shouldn't even be, you know, these things we should not be doing. He is not pleased with these things. These are the things that he told us to stay away from. Give us some examples. He said, Christmas trees. Ooh. Easter bunnies, flags. Ooh. You can use your ancestors, your family members that was before you as idols.
True.
All of these things can be idols. So all of these things can keep us out of heaven.
Flags.
Worship. Allegiance.
Pledging allegiance to a flag.
Well, I think you're honoring our country. Not worshiping the flag.
But it's a ritual involved with it.
Look how many people died for this country.
True.
But there's a ritual.
I think we should give them some honor.
Yeah.
But there's a ritual involved.
Okay. Now, we'll argue you that. There is a ritual involved. But if you're not really worshiping the flag, but honoring the flag, you know, like we were saying last time, we used to start out with the Lord's Prayer first.
Yeah.
You know, and then pledge of allegiance to a flag. But I did hear since this coronavirus has started and all these things have shifted that Tony Evans.
Yeah.
He said that the Lord wanted us to pledge allegiance to him and not the flag. He did say that. I did hear him say that.
I know. There's been controversy about that. There's also been controversy about Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for years and years. So
yeah.
That's been a big topic of conversation.
Right.
Well, those things are considered idols, but then you still also have, like, pictures of so-called Jesus. You have crosses that can be hanging up in your house and things like that. Those things are not supposed to be done. He said, write the words that come out of my mouth. And put them on your doorpost and put them on your walls and in your front, in the front of your hearts and teach them to your children and teach them to your children's children. So not the picture of what he's saying, but the actual word, which is the actual life that came from him.
These words
are we supposed to mount up?
Right. These words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And that is John 6:63, I think.
And that was the one thing that he gave me.
3:16. That's powerful there. That hurts.
It does, because we're all guilty.
Yes, we are all guilty. And that kind of hurt, doesn't it, Jeff? Wow.
Well, you know, okay.
We are. We're all guilty in some type of way.
Well, and you have to kind of look at it like this. Now, since he has brought down all the idols, especially sports. I know some guys are
now
just...
Now, there's sort of some place where we could start.
Yeah, there's sports, too.
Yeah, I mean, some guys are beyond themselves. They can't... The sports is on repeatedly, and the money that they pay these guys...
sports has become this great escape.
Yeah.
For America.
Yeah.
And, you know, they... And I what I've always thought was so wrong was putting all this emphasis on winning, and you put all this pressure on kids and stuff, you know. What if they can't dash the 515 seconds or whatever, you know.
Everyone is not going to be a pro baller or runner or sprinter, you know.
And it
just
seems
not.
Like at some of these families, you know, if you're not a football player, well, you're just not. And I'll tell you another thing, academic accomplishment too.
Yeah.
I knew a family where most of them in the family were straight A students. Mm-hmm. They're going to become scientists and engineers and stuff. There was this one kid, he's just kind of an average guy, you know,
right,
average
right.
kid. And he ended up hanging himself garage because the rest of his family was so successful in his eyes, and he wasn't. So he hung himself.
That's too much pressure on anyone.
Too much pressure on a kid, especially,
yes,
you know.
Yes,
you got
is.
All your life to find out, you know, and to accomplish things.
Right, and find your gift and what you like and what you're good at. Yeah.
But people become very arrogant about that stuff, you know.
Yes, yes, they do. Oh. But you guys, was you finished? Are you finished
with
that?
I was finished with idolatry. I am finished with idolatry because we all know what we're guilty of.
Yeah.
And we don't need nobody to tell us what we're guilty of.
No.
We don't. So we all have our own guilt. We all have our own. We all fall short.
Now, if you want to have any input on what we're talking about, please call 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
And the other one of the other things that will keep us out is not doing the will of God.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's strong, too.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So whoever hear these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house on a rock. But he that does not do the things of God, he will liken him unto an unwise man or a foolish man that builds his house upon the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Which is saying God has a will for all of us in our life.
Okay.
And in some point in time in our life, if we are called by him,
mm-hmm,
or we were chosen by him, at some time in our life, he's going to come and he's going to have requirements from us.
Yes, he does, for each one of us. Absolutely.
But we can either answer that call, because he said, when you hear me knocking, harden not your heart.
Right.
Or we cannot answer that call.
Okay, so the will of God is the word of God, right? Is in his word. His will is his word, right? How does that go?
Well, a lot of people will say that God only speaks through his word. I disagree with that. I think God can just speak to us.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's what I mean.
Speaking to the prophet through a jackass.
You
could speak through anything.
Right.
I was going to include that because I have down here his commandments, his charge, which is him depositing something in you now.
Right.
To go do, or to go and put something in, you know, like he said, Abraham, leave your father's house.
Right.
And go to a land that I promised to you.
Right.
But when he did that, he charged Abraham. It was something that was put in him right at that moment.
Right.
Yes.
He talked to him
it wasn't nothing that Abraham read.
Right.
It wasn't nothing that he went and looked up in the scrolls or anything. It was something that was deposited to him. And I do believe he's seen it face to face. The Lord says he talked to us face to face.
Yeah.
I do believe he's seen him.
Well, Jesus said, he who finds his life shall lose it.
Right.
He who loses his life for my sake shall find it.
Right.
So if God comes along and he gives you a commandment, or he says, you know, what I remember listening, this is a perfect example. There was this preacher on the radio I was listening to in WXML, and he said that he was going along doing his job, and one day the Lord came in and said, I want you to quit your job. And by the time he got home, he's like, nah, that wasn't God. Then his wife came through the door, and she wasn't normally like this. And she said, I believe God spoke to me and told me that you're supposed to quit your job.
Right.
Well, what it was he was called to be a preacher.
Right.
Mm.
And he said, but, you know, sometimes strange things happen that seem to block the way. You know, in other words, God's stretching our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And he got cancer.
Did he?
Right after that. And... Well, once he, you know, he got treatment, he had people pray for him, eventually the cancer disappeared, and he went right on and built that church, got it going, it's going today.
Right, and you know, as
You know, by the end of that stuff, you know you're called.
That's true, and as Dacia is bringing up these reasons why Christians won't make it, and it takes me back to... the drive-in church we had yesterday. And our pastor was saying, look at us. Look at us.
Yeah.
Look at this building. We're on the outside. Can't even get on the inside.
It's like God came along and said,
stop it.
I'm not going to let you in.
No, stop
it's my house, and I'm not letting you in. I don't have to.
Because I don't like what you guys are doing in my house.
Isn't that crazy?
And everybody continues to go on with their own agenda and is not stopping to say, Lord, what do you have us to do at this time?
Right.
We're not stopping to say, Lord.
And I mean, he was almost crying. Look at this. Well, he said a $4.8 million
I seen it. I watched him yesterday on
Four. I didn't know that was that much.
Yes, and he said it was on like 42 acres or something yesterday. Yeah. I did hear him say that.
Yeah, all that in the back belongs to.
Is it paid for?
Yes.
It is. The church is paid
for. He did
say
that it was all paid for.
Oh, yeah.
Cash.
But the point was, we're Christians. We say we are.
Yeah.
And we can't even go in God's house.
Yeah.
Now you got
to. What is God saying to us?
Yes, what's he saying?
What are we raising up in his house? What are we talking? Are we on our agenda? Or are we on God's agenda?
Right,
is the word that's coming from over the pulpit saving souls?
Right.
Or is it promising prosperity? Is it promising this? Is it promising that? Is it promising that God is going to give you a life like this, an excellent life, or he's going to, if you reap, then you'll sow this and that and this and that. But you know what? It's not about that, because that's not going to save a soul from hell.
No, it's not.
It's not. Prosperity is not going to save a soul from hell.
No. You would not believe the opposition I ran into at the small Bible studies when I started criticizing prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that really astounded me was, is you know, Bill Hybels, who started the Willow Creek Church, which is pretty much has taken over a lot of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a prosperity guy, and he's in favor of lukewarmness. And I said, you know, this. There was a missionary somewhere out in the South Pacific that wrote a book called This Little Piggy Went to Market. And he really came down on Bill Hybels. Well, they said, how dare you? He's got a pure heart. And then just not too long ago, his board fired him from, and he started that church.
Wow.
And they fired him because of his many indiscretions with women. And he's not allowed to come back. So, and we have people denying the deity of Christ because they want to be Christ these days. But I don't know if this is what the Bible's talking about, like in Matthew 24, where Jesus said there are many false prophets in the last days. The land is full of them today. You know.
Amen.
Yes, it is. And they've all come tumbling down.
They're coming down.
Yes, they are coming down.
Now, I was going to talk about Jim Baker a little bit today in the PTL club.
Okay, now
how
he's,
it came
he's
down.
A Christian, supposedly, right?
Yeah. me and Mike, when I was running around all over the United States, living on the streets sometimes, we went to the PTL club and were there for at least a year.
What's that,
I think.
PTL?
A PTL club. It was Praise the Lord Club. It was in North Carolina. Jim and Tammy Baker.
Okay. I remember her. Yeah.
Okay.
She passed away.
Of cancer. But we were really astounded because, you know, we were your dirty bums compared to everybody else back then, you know. And I'm surprised they even let us in the door when we came to Heritage USA. But, you know, they were so cutesy-poo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jim and Tammy, they had the front.
Right.
You know, everything looked so perfect and wonderful and everything.
Right.
And all of a sudden we find
like
out
they're the greatest Christians ever lived, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they gave you that impression.
Right.
You know. And all of a sudden we find out that Jim Baker's had this affair with Jessica Hahn.
Mm.
And then all the other stuff came oozing out.
Right, right.
You know, Tammy Faye had an addiction to prescription drugs.
Mm.
And they were head over heels in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And they were overbooking the hotel. They said if you would buy a membership to the PTL club for $1,000+,
right,
they would let you come there for 3 days every year for the rest of your life. And they totally overbooked it, so the people were coming there and they had no room to go to.
Right.
So they started complaining about that, and the government called that wire fraud. I'm not sure why they called it that, but he was given 45 years in prison for overbooking that hotel, and I think that was a bit ridiculous.
Of course, a lot of those sentences are a lot of, just ridiculous.
He only refigured that, and he only spent 5 years in prison, right. Which is, you know, that's okay. But he's back on his Jim Baker show.
Yes, he is.
He has false prophets on there, like Rick Joyner, and a bunch of other ones that have only because they've written books, I guess.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
And he has given his own false prophecies and predicted stuff that has not come to pass.
Wow.
Or won't come. He interviewed a guru, an Eastern guru on there. You know, supposed to be a prophet. And I mean, and he's trying. Now the government's coming down. They said they're going to sue him for selling this, what was it called? Silver in a bottle. And it's supposed to cure the virus, and
the
they
coronavirus.
Said the attorney general said, you know, you're going to face some charges.
Wow! So that goes along with what you say. It's a pretense of what was that last one you were on? You was on number three, I think. Wasn't it?
I was at lack of faith.
No, it must have been the one before that.
Oh.
Lord, have we not prophesied in my name? I think that was the last thing you read.
I think it was.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, that was it.
That's a good one for the prosperity.
It is.
That's perfect judgment on the prosperity movement.
And the great falling away.
Yeah. Just don't let yourself get caught up in it.
And, amen. You know, as she's mentioning these things, these are idols. Idolatry toward the Lord is that this is what all this
means.
It's all
sin against God.
Yeah,
it's all sin against God, and the only people that can commit these sins are those that are claiming to be
Christians.
Oh, okay. What's the next one?
Because somebody in the streets is not going to say to him, "Well, I tried to do this in your name,
right?"
Because they didn't do it.
Yeah,
right.
So it's only going to be those that call themselves
Christians.
Now the next
hypocrisy. We talked about hypocrisy.
I think that scripture there is so important, and I think that's what he's going to say to the people who are involved in the One World Church.
Mm.
Have we not prophesied in thy name? They've done all
these
wonderful religious
things. Yes, it is a perfect scripture.
And they don't have to go there to say that. You know how many people in the church who...
I could tell another story, but it might take a while.
Wonders. Go ahead with your next step, Daisy.
The next step is not being clothed with the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Well, you can have the Holy Spirit.
Right.
But you can't have the Holy Spirit unless you ask for it.
True.
It's a gift.
Right, it's a gift.
That's asked for.
Oh.
Well, you got to grow up. See, that's the problem with Christians.
You have to, yes, and it's
they're immature.
Not just that, some people never really never even get the Holy Spirit, and they just go to church all their life, and they're just slaves in this church or slaves to these pastors and slaves to the works that they think that they can do to work their way into heaven.
Wow.
They think that they're going to go with the works of their hands, but God is cursing the works of our hands right now.
Yeah, our lips too. Seems
to can't even well, do we can, any work.
Exactly.
I've had people quoting to me for years, "The night cometh when no man can work."
Yeah.
Maybe they were right.
Oh, it's here. Oh.
Yeah.
And it's all day long.
It's in the Word. So that's scripture.
So the scripture that I have to go with the Holy Spirit, can I get that out before we go on with that?
Yeah,
discussion. The scriptures that I have is 1 Corinthians 15:50-58. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
So you need the Holy Spirit, so when he calls the last trumpet, and we're all supposed to meet him one day,
and
right?
And put on our heavenly bodies, our spiritual
right, so
bodies.
So we need the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that starts now.
Yes.
For it to be awakened.
Well, it starts now. And then now, in our walk with Christ and in our relationship with Christ, or the one we're supposed to have with him, the spirit grows.
Mm-hmm. True. It matures.
It gets wiser. Yes. And then, and in turn, makes you wiser. True. Then you can discern spirits, and you know which way to go, and you know this, and you know that. Christ said, if he be in you, you know all things, because he knows all things.
Right, and he shares it with us.
Well, you know, I was just talking to a friend about, like, when I first got saved, I thought I heard the Lord. Mm-hmm. Got myself in some strange situations, you know, because I really didn't. But, you know, somehow he matures you so that you can hear his voice better. You know, and it becomes more in focus later on. And that's you allowing the Holy Spirit to mature you.
And grow.
You know.
And you got to feed it.
Yes, yes you do. Like that day he told me not too long ago before this coronavirus came up. He says, it's a beautiful day to be alive. He told me that.
Whoa. Yeah.
He told me that.
Wow, well, I remember one time, it was about 6 months after I got saved. I was laying there watching TV. I've always been a prophecy person, you know, Bible prophecy. I'm laying on the couch and all these earthquakes and tidal waves. This was like back in the 1980s, you know.
Right, right.
And I could feel the tribulation coming back then. But I finally laid down in bed and I said, Lord, you just got to protect me. I'm scared. This, all these events happening in the world, you know. What's going to happen? And all this, I'm laying there talking like that. All of a sudden, the Lord talked to me out loud, directly to my mind. And he said two words. He said, fear not.
Amen.
So amen. I've hung on to that.
Yes.
As we've gone into these latter day events, you know.
Yeah, the last amen. Of the last days. Where would you put coronavirus in biblical history? Where
pestilence.
We are today.
Well, we could just say it's pestilence, like in Matthew 24.
Right. It is a pestilence. And this one prophet, I guess he's a prophet, he was stating that this one would bring fear, but there's one coming after this that's going to be way worse.
I wouldn't doubt it.
We haven't gotten through this yet.
Yeah.
Amen.
We have not gotten through this yet.
Halfway over.
It hasn't
even calmed
down any.
It just started.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even no flame
I've seen
yet.
A little bit of
it's
stuff about God out there on billboards and stuff,
yeah,
though.
But it's
a
not.
Little bit of a change in people's attitudes.
Right, right.
We need much more, though.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The thing is, the thing that saddens me the most is the church is still on their agenda.
Yeah.
What is your agenda? If it don't have nothing to do with God.
Yeah.
In saving souls. What does it have to do with? What are you in there for? Why
themselves.
Are you wasting electricity?
Themselves. They're in there.
I don't understand. You know, you're wasting
there.
Electricity, water, gas.
Taking up
what
space.
What are you doing?
Sucking in all the air.
Right. They've gotten so used
full
to
full of themselves. They have become gods themselves, as Jeff has said earlier. Not only that, they have made themselves the idols.
Okay. One day, I was sitting there in the church. I'm sorry. Were you done?
Not just to them,
he's
but they
fired up.
But they
we are
require
them.
Praise.
I
they
got up
wanted.
And walked out of the church because something the preacher preached I disagreed with. And I got mad and walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got home, I had a guy call me. And he said, I see you walked out of church. I know him, you know. I said, yeah, I was mad at JC for preaching such and such. He said, well, you're not going to just quit, are you? No, I don't think so. And somewhere along the line, I started talking about this God's little God's doctrine from the prosperity movement. And he said, well, I believe I'm a God. So God brought him across my path. I said, how do you figure that you're a God? And he said, well, you know, all these prosperity teachers are preaching it. If you're a Christian, you're a god. You know, and I said, well, that doesn't mean you have to believe it, does it? So I brought up what is the first of the Ten Commandments? Mm-hmm. You know what? He couldn't even tell me.
Oh, wow.
Now, we started with that tonight for all those that didn't know.
Yeah. It's in Exodus chapter 20, yeah. By the way, the Ten Commandments. And I said, the first of the Ten Commandments is, there shall be no other gods before me.
Hello, caller. You are on the air?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling Terry Tackett.
Oh, he's not here. Sorry.
He's not. Is he at work at Home Depot?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay, well, he gave me this number. I work with him at Home Depot, but I haven't been there because of this coronavirus thing. Right. And I just wanted to check to see how he was doing.
You'll have to catch him another time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Anyways.
Sorry.
I eventually ended up in Isaiah 43:10. You are my servant, saith the Lord, and whom I have chosen. There was no God formed before me, neither shall there be any formed after me.
Amen.
And why people are going around claiming to be gods. And I say, you know, sometimes I'll say, well, okay, what's my Social Security number? You know, what's my mother's maiden name?
Well, maybe they mean they're made in the image and likeness of God. And the story is, or the argument is, that God made man higher than he made angels, right up under him. So that's what they're saying. That's what that's what the verse says.
I know
says.
They've been telling that man is created higher than angels, but I disagree with that.
Okay, I have two.
All right,
two more before 5 o'clock. We only got 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is stepping out, scoffing, thinking that he's not coming.
Mm.
What is he going to find you doing?
Right.
The minute you think he ain't coming.
Right.
What is he going to find you doing?
And those people have the nerve to say, come, Lord Jesus, come.
Yeah.
But what is that day going to be for you?
Right.
It says, but as the days of Noah, I'm in Matthew 24:37. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days of Noah were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what hour the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
Okay.
Not just that. Revelation 22:10 says, whatever you be found doing when I come,
keep
on doing it.
It'll be too late to change. And that's powerful.
Keep doing it.
That's powerful for those of us who are playing church and not serious about this and thinking that listening to two different messages, well, it's not really that serious, and it's going to pass just like a miracle. And it may, but it hasn't passed yet.
Well, I hear a lot of people...
It hasn't even shown any signs of passing.
No, it hasn't.
I hear a lot of people saying, oh, this has happened before. Oh, this has happened before. Oh, this is going on again and again.
The whole world is shut down. That's different.
Yeah, I think
we're on a global pandemic now. I mean, a global scale of disaster.
Right. Yeah.
It's not just... confined. It's a global scale, so that means everyone's being judged.
I don't know if the cholera, that is cholera, black plague of the 1900s, where there's the soldiers brought back cholera from where they were fighting. And I don't know. It killed millions in the U.S. I don't know if it... How many? Yeah. It's read up on the history. It's totally forgotten now. But...
got 3 minutes, Dace.
Oh, I got one more, and that is wasting talent.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember you talking about that last
time. Burying your talent.
Wasting talent and burying your talents, because our talents are given to us to save souls.
Amen.
Yep.
God gives us wisdom, and it takes a wise man to save a soul.
Oh, yes, it does.
So he gives us.
That's right.
He leads us to who we're supposed to be in our path, or who's supposed to come in our path, like Jeff was saying earlier, or he sent him my way.
Right.
You know, he leads us that way, but Jeff has this talent with this discernment, so he could kind of stop him or whatever the case is. And you also, and me also, these things that we have to need. We all need these things in order to go to heaven.
Well, I think the church is, you know, it will, the apostasy will reach a certain point where it's like basement bottom, and that's when we'll experience economic collapse, and that's when the system of Antichrist will rise up.
Well, you know, one of the major pork industries closed down.
Yes, I heard that.
Where was that too? Which one was that? It was in Florida. The one in Florida.
I forget the name of it.
They produce a fourth of.
Florida's got it bad.
Yeah, they produce a fourth of the pork for our country.
Okay.
And then the farmers were throwing away their produce because I heard that.
Our president was allowing
people to come from Mexico instead of using what our farmers had. I don't know how true it is. That's just what I heard. But they're just...
The way the news people are, I don't know.
Just ruining the food, throwing away tomatoes and squashing them on the pavement and stuff. Smithfield?
That's the name of the pork producer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Smithfield.
Yeah, they closed down. So then they said all those people out in the West, they're feeding like millions of people a day and they don't know how they're going to continue to feed them that are out of work. So we are really headed for some hard times.
Watch China. I advise everybody to watch China in Focus on YouTube every night, because the headlines in China is showing us, because they were first, what's going to end up coming this way.
And they said they're holding back information so that they can't do the study on the coronavirus.
So you got to watch China in Focus, because it's showing a lot of details of what's actually going on in.
I wonder if that Epoch newspaper is worthwhile. Do you ever see that on YouTube where that guy advertises the Epoch newspaper, conservative newspaper?
It's telling about. I haven't seen that.
It tells about all the corruption from China and all that.
I did want to say this before we had to go off.
A couple seconds. Go ahead.
Wasting your talent is just like disobedience, because you're not doing what God had told you to do.
Right.
And the disobedience is as witchcraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It sends you to hell.
Oh, wow. We don't want to go there, everybody. Turn.
No, we don't.
Give us the salvation prayer.
Father, we just ask that you would come into our hearts. Forgive us of our sins. We want to be born again. And Lord, as we're in the last days, I pray that those who are listening out there would open their eyes, open their hearts to what's going on out there, and realize that it's God that's conducting this symphony.
We're out of time.
It's not just
You're listening to
random.
WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised a wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I would do
anything you want, Scott. You know, I enjoy being on your show. But just let me talking.